The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's Ralph Sutton and Big Jay Oakerson. This show is a little bit chaotic. Fair to say, Jay?
No. I thought it was extremely organized for a squirt fest.
For the squirt games. We'll be honest with you. It's probably not going to sync up perfectly on video. It's probably going to seem a little weird, but it was the first time we're doing it in the studios, well, in my house again. And I would say, Bobby asked me, how did everything go? I say, imagine every problem you could think of and then double it.
Yeah. And then squirting after all of that.
And then add squirting and add just, it was chaotic, but it was fun.
Funny.
All the good things you want. A true SDR show, by the way. And I do realize it's fun hanging in my house. It just seems more chill. But it did take me 2 hours to wipe up the sniz all over the place.
Yeah. Way to get rid of that sniz.
Yeah. Everyone, we do this every single Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Commercial free. You can listen to GasDigitalNetwork.com and watch the HD episodes by using the code SDR. And you could have seen the squirt games a full 5 days earlier or just anywhere you want to listen to it. But use that code SDR at GasDigitalNetwork.com. And here it is, Squirt Games 2022 on the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, our beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
It is the SDR show, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I'm Ralph Sutton. For reasons that we will get into momentarily, this is at my house for the first time, Jay, in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons.
Yeah.
We'll explain them also.
There's fluids involved.
And we weren't live tonight because there's technical problems involved.
We didn't squirt on the camera.
You didn't squirt on the camera. No. I thank you very much for not doing that.
It wasn't your fault.
It was a last minute decision. Because my original stupid idea got nixed, and this was the second stupid idea.
So why would this be a second stupid idea?
The first stupid idea was Transylvania. Which we talked about, Lola, when you first
Maybe
got
you shouldn't
here.
Mention it if it wasn't.
I don't give a shit.
Really? Why would you say, hey, this is the second idea?
Because I like full disclosure.
That's a weird one to the people involved. You guys like, oh, we were a second thought. That makes sense.
Not only that, but also a stupid
this was
idea.
Always an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Alex had to climb out of a cum bath to get here. You feel good about that?
Yes.
We always wanted to do this.
Ralph,
this,
by the way, son of a bitch.
This was an idea from. When, what's her name? Gigi? Is that Gigi was on SDR like a year ago.
Okay.
And we wanted to pull this off. And we knew we had to do it in the house.
Pull it off.
Pull it off. You get it. Squirt it off.
Nice, dude.
But the original idea was called Transylvania for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a brilliant idea, which was four women that we did not know if they were born women or not. And mm-hmm. we were going to get blindfolded and do like a round of different events and see if we got it right or wrong.
Got you. That is, I don't know if I'd call it ever. Don't use the word brilliant when you explain it to other people. It sounds like a weird thing.
Why
Guys,
not?
I think I might be a genius. I thought of this idea.
That's a good idea. But we were told it wasn't a good idea. So we decided to nix it last minute and do this one in the house, which this one I've always wanted to do. And by the way, my elevator is finally working, which hasn't worked for 2 months. And now because it worked for 2 weeks straight, I felt confident enough to bring people back in the house.
I was terrified in it.
It's 2 weeks straight. It hasn't gone down at all.
Why didn't it work?
I don't know the answer.
I also did not squirt on the elevator.
Okay. You see, I'm not from here, and that's like my biggest fear.
Oh,
like every time I get in an elevator.
Yeah. No, me too.
You.
I'm afraid of elevators too.
It's not even that I'm afraid of them. I've watched way too many movies, and I just get curious. Like the curiosity just piques me. Like, how far down are we?
Yeah. Also, if it stops, one of the people inside is the devil.
Not even that. When I'm by myself and then the elevator just starts to make some kind of noise, I'm like, okay, this is it now.
I don't know if I told you this, but about...
You were in the elevator with the devil?
About 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I came home from SDR. So it was like, let's say 11:30 at night, 11, mm-hmm. 11:30.
You got stuck.
And I get in the elevator. This is the last time I was here before I went away. And the elevator stopped. And I was in there for about 10 minutes. And then it opened on the second floor. And I was like, well, I'm getting the fuck out because I don't know what's going on next. And those people were sleeping. Their dog tried to attack me. And imagine sleeping at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and some dude's in your house. Mm-hmm. And then I went out there.
Oh, you of all people.
Me of all people. And I went out their staircase. I figured it was the best way to do that. Mm-hmm. And then, boy, did we have discussions the next day with the landlord. But I was like, I don't know what else I should have done. Should I have gotten back in the elevator or gotten stuck in the elevator?
No.
So I just got out. And then they finally, this is going to sound so douchebaggy, but I don't care. As you know, my family was in the real estate biz.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So I called my cousin who runs the...
This is what Kanye's talking about.
Not even that. I don't mean to sound like a douchebag proceed to say something douchebaggy.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's why. I don't own any part of
this. This is why he doesn't want to work with you guys.
As Jay knows,
good.
When my father passed, I lost any claim to that business, but I called my
cousin. The business of what? Jewish run media?
Yeah, Jew media. No, Jew real estate.
Jew banks?
Asked, what fucking elevator company do you use to fix shit?
Feinberg, I guess.
The Morgensteins. And I called them. They came. They told me how much it was to fix it. And I told the landlord, I'm paying for it. And I'm deducting it for the rent, or you're getting it fixed. And they did, and now it's been working for 2 weeks.
Nice.
So here we are.
You throw that Jewish hammer, dude.
I think it's just like too many episodes of Law & Order SVU or too many elevator movies. Just what happens if that elevator just doesn't work when I'm in it?
Ralph did kill a hooker in that elevator once. SVU style.
By the way, Jay, I don't know if you'd see this on camera.
Oh, yeah, guys, just so you know, Ralph pretends to be in a wheelchair and he wins Special Olympics.
Cool.
He won Murder Ball.
That movie
this year.
The Ringer was all about my life.
He won Murder Ball. This year, Ralph won Murder Ball.
Like today, my hotel.
Came back, by the way, ladies, from Iceland to run a half marathon. Ladies.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
No, Jay, guess what place I was in for my age group and my sex. That's how they broke it. You can say sex and that, whatever. There was men 50 to 60.
I came in first place in thems.
What place did I finish? Men, 50 to 60.
50 to 60?
Men.
13.
Last.
Dead last. For real?
Are we surprised by that?
Dead last. Dead last by about 3 minutes.
Was there 13 people?
That sounds harsh.
There was 400 runners overall. I don't know how many were in each heat.
You were in last.
I was in last place.
That's pretty cool. But at least you got to go to Iceland.
I mean, but be proud to be last.
I'm
it's okay.
Happy with it. I'm
you
fine
finished?
With it. Yeah, I finished.
Nice guys finished last.
They were all
what
super
did you do in Iceland? Did you go see where Bjork grew up or something?
I did. I spent a lot of time in Bjork. No, I went to the, I saw the Northern Lights, which was fucking wild. I never saw them before. I went to a cave that was formed from lava, which was nuts. And I went to the lagoon, the swimming, the hot springs thing.
And in between there, you figure out how to have so much gay sex.
And lots of gay sex. But overall, the hot springs was the highlight.
Why was it a lot of gay sex? How does that correlate with caves and lava?
He brings gay sex with him.
whether they want it to happen or not.
Yeah.
There is a notorious hookup culture in Iceland. I believe they have a very high STI rate.
Goddamn
because of that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to town something over there.
Ralph, maybe you didn't see Ralph's card. International Power Bottom.
Oh.
I prefer IPB.
Maybe Ralph's you should go to Prague and test that
power
out.
Bottom. This guy throws it back.
I don't want to brag.
Damn, dude.
This is bragging enough. I didn't need to pull that one out.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to see those
Number
awards.
One Special Olympics murder ball.
So, by the way, and I thought it was great. I got to see Iceland a second time. You ever been to Iceland? Anyone?
No.
Jay? Ralph, we're Americans, dude.
Is that
I've barely been outside my own country, sir.
I've been to a lot of places near Iceland.
Cuba.
From Cuba? I've never been to Cuba. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Is it out of focus already, Shannon?
Ralph, I told you to cue up the Pitbull music.
Okay.
Why are you not playing Pitbull in the background?
Oh, we'll put it in post.
Are you trying to get this girl to squirt?
All right, so we decided to do, instead
of
the
squirt... You know how short Pitbull is? He couldn't even make me squirt even if he fucking tried. He looks like a little boy. I don't fuck anything under 4'11".
I don't like Pitbull because he did a Sugar Ray thing. He changed his entire music style. He was a rapper.
No, I like Pitbull because the motherfucker was born in Miami and he talks like the most Cuban thing on earth.
No, but he was a rapper. He was like a rap dude. And then he started... And then he went to the dance music because it made more money.
But that happens with so many. That happens with
Hootie
and the Blowfish.
People want the money.
But that means they're not really serious about their music. Sugar Ray was a death metal band, speed metal band.
Kid Rock did it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was much more of a rapper.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he was like pretty early in his career, though. He started doing music slash very early.
Stained went to acoustic-y nonsense.
No, he went to
but even Stained
country.
Later on. Yeah, now he's country. But the first Stained record was heavy.
No, now
shit.
He's like a... Now he's like a Trumper. It's fucking wild.
That's
great.
That's awesome. Good for
it's
him.
Pretty wild. Like, yeah, he's like, he talks about it on stage plenty. I saw him with Korn.
Didn't what's his name do that too? Roger Waters from Pink Floyd.
Yeah, like, I started texting I was texting Korn backstage. I'm like, is this weird when you guys got to come out and this guy's starting Fauci lied chants?
That's really cool. That's awesome.
It was so weird. Then Korn's got to come out and be like, hey, we're not about politics here. We're just here to all be together and have a good time.
That's really wild.
After like, he was like, I fuck Joe Biden. It was very weird.
Did Korn ever embrace the It's Korn TikTok?
No, I don't think so.
They should have. They should have came out to that song. They were cool.
It yeah. is Korn.
Yeah, it's Korn. Yeah. They should have came out. And they should have at least done a metal version of it. And that yeah. would have been cool.
Fun. Remember they did South Park Korn?
Yeah, that was great.
The thing was like powers of Korn, and then they just all turn into different versions.
South Park. You give me big Eric vibes. I don't know why.
Is it my beanie hat?
Way to ingratiate yourself with Jay.
Yeah. Well, at least, all right.
It was either that or Butters.
She thinks I'm fat. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Well,
guess
I'm hitting on Lola.
I think if we had to pick one for me, I think I have Butters vibes, I think. Is that fair?
Why, could you pull your pants down your ankles when you pee?
Yeah, I had to raise my hand.
No, why, are you an asshole?
Wiener's out. Wiener's out, baby.
Why,
Wiener's
you an
out.
Asshole?
Is Butters an asshole?
Fuck yeah.
I don't think Butter's an asshole.
He's not an asshole at all. He's a little
He's a gentle
femme.
Little,
a
little lamb. Femme.
Then who is the... Kenny?
Butter's doesn't is speak a sweet... at all.
Butter's is like...
I'm literally thinking of the pandemic episode because one of them was acting like a complete asshole.
Butter's is like the sweetest...
Oh, maybe Butter's he's, in that
Butter's
one
is a
was
cuck.
Like doing the...
He's a cuck, Butter's.
Probably.
He's a character.
I don't know, but he's just like the sweet little guy. He's always getting in trouble.
Yeah, we stand a cuck.
I like Butter's. Okay, Shout so anyway.
Mike Hartman. Thank you.
So, Cartman.
I mean, it's better than Randy, no?
Cartman, I got a question for you. So, we're going to do squirt games instead of squid games.
Shit, right? I'm feeling pretty low lately. Do I look like Cartman?
No, of course I do.
Thank you.
So, Seaman.
Am I more like a Stan?
Who's the hottest one?
None of them.
Thank you.
Kyle's the Jew.
Who is the hottest child?
Who's the hottest kid there?
Oh, I guess I'm okay.
Stan, totally.
I guess I'd have to be Kyle.
Yeah.
Right?
Jewish Kyle Brown.
Kyle's a Jew. I just win by default. Full on Jew. So we're going to do squirt games.
Okay.
And it's going to be, I think, three rounds with
played off of squid game, which squid means games. Whoever loses will die.
Die. Yeah.
Because that seems pretty extreme. It I is. Mean, everyone knows where we're
by
at.
By the way, they just found this out.
There's a paper trail to this.
We're all trying to get arrested. Yeah. Shannon, we're going to try this out. You ready? You're going to open the
How
fridge.
How to get away with murder. Season
you're
one.
Going to pull one of those mini drinks out. And you're going to throw it at me.
Ralph, I'm going to go ahead and say, let's not kill them.
Well, let's see. A couple more Cartman references, and you may want to
add. Moving them are, for Christ's sakes. I'd hate to have the movers come.
Where are you moving to?
Shannon, let's see how good you can do this. Let's try for this.
Queens.
Alex, don't hit Alex. Don't hit Alex. That looks already that you're too low. You're definitely too low.
Send it.
You're too low.
Send it. Coming hot.
Oh, God.
He's so unathletic. Shannon, hit me with one of the bad boys.
Athleticism.
But I said it was
Shannon, hit me with one of the bad boys. Watch me one-hand this. Send one over here.
Yeah, throw it just like no, Russell Wilson. That'll get there.
You have to assert my dominance.
You got to be the same distance. And also, no fair. I couldn't have caught that. It was nowhere near me.
Send it. It doesn't matter.
Stay where
great.
You are.
Send it.
No. It's not fair.
I'll tell you something.
Not fair.
You think Carmen's got
Randy,
those
kind of
skills?
Randy, throw this at me.
Right here. Head.
Oh, you really that was are. Me. That was me.
Wow, dude.
That was me.
What a lady boy. You should have done a marathon in Thailand.
I think all the Taiwanese ladies might have come after him. You know how they are about white meat.
They don't like, they like...
Have you my friend Ralph? He's a chick with dick.
They like Kyle's more than they like Cartman's. All right, so here's what we're going to
do. You guys met Ralph, my chick with dick friend?
We are going to do, I think, three, possibly four rounds.
Okay. It's a lot of squirt.
It's a lot of squirt. Here's
Alex
what we,
doesn't know if she could do it herself. Luckily, I'm awesome at it.
Squirting or helping?
Need an assist.
Help it, yeah.
Cheers.
Look how
I
thick
have
these
a,
fingers are.
What do you
what
have? I have a jalapeno margarita.
Oh.
Spicy. I am taking down
jalapeno
a Mai
margaritas in a fuck.
Cheers.
Cheers.
L'chaim.
Take me to bed or lose me forever. That was from Cocktail. Remember those? They fell in love over drinking.
You know that the bar that he owned in the end is over on the east side.
Hey, are you guys familiar with the show MASH? I like to being old in front of young, pretty girls.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys ever seen Cheers before?
How many of you quote from Barney Miller that speaks to me?
Guys, are you? Tell me you're familiar with the Mel Brooks collection of films because. If you're not, am I jealous of you?
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do three, potentially four rounds.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Round number
one. The Gong Show, a show Ralph grew up with back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he a CIA agent or something like that?
Chuck Barris?
Yeah.
He thought he was.
Yeah. So round one, I believe, is going to be distance.
Yeah, so I'm out.
Round two.
Yeah, I'm out there too.
One's going to win by default.
Yeah, it's true.
Distance should be a later round.
Okay, so the ideas I had.
Okay.
And
you're driving high there, sir.
Feel free to shoot these down. Distance. Accuracy.
Accuracy is also distance, though.
Why are your dick and balls all bunched up in your fucking sweatshirt? It's uncomfortable.
Now I have to hide them.
It's a real gather of dick and nuts.
No,
lift the shirt. Show it again. It makes me laugh. It's just sitting there all weird. What a gathering.
Why
of
are you staring
parts.
At my fucking DBS?
Wow. Damn, dude, you are all bulge. What a shower.
Now I gotta hide it. So the idea I had in JF, look, this is all
what,
fucking
you'd rather
on
be
the
a grower?
Fly.
Oh, I'm a grower for sure. Shannon, fluff me. I'll show him. Shannon, fluff me.
We wanted to do distance.
Do you even care about the show?
Distance, accuracy, smell.
Okay.
And then the last
I'll
idea.
I'll do it because you said
taste.
It, but come on.
The last idea was we were going to line
taste.
Up. I'll do taste. And then we're going to line up some tea lights on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
saw this on Reddit.
And then see who can shoot out the most.
Why don't we do that first?
That seems like a finale to me, but I will do it first if you want.
It's fine.
Because, by the way, that could technically...
Squirt right in your mouth first, Ralph? You're such a perv, dude.
That could technically...
No, because, like, it's not
broken.
That I don't know my body, but, like, it's only been, like, 12 fucking days, and, like, I don't know.
Got the newbie.
So if we're going to do that one, that takes some setup time.
All right, before we go any further, one of our longtime sponsors, we are talking to none other than Yo Delta.
Yes.
How does the Yo Delta vampire feel about squirt?
Oh, it's delicious.
Delicious?
It's like, yes, it's like blood light.
If you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where this is legal, and by this, we don't mean the Squirt Fest, we mean Delta 8.
Ralph, many people will tell you that your house was pissed all over yesterday.
I'm sure.
Those are just the haters.
By the way, for the purpose of the show, today is what you want to say, not yesterday.
Today, squirt is real.
By the way, it's been proven that it is fucking flat out urine. But
no.
Delta 8, I'll tell you that. Delta 8 is found.
Don't say that.
It is found that weed can be legally shipped nationwide and gets you really fucking high. And
I've
need
been
to be
using
high.
It to make my Crystal Light packets. Don't tell me I've been drinking piss.
You think that you get a lot of nutrients from squirt?
Yes, nutrients, filling my body with girl pee.
Go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off. Once again, YoDelta.com, 25% off the Yo Delta gummies and vapes. You don't get anything off the squirts.
No, but it'll make the squirt go down so much smoother. It's like a spoonful of sugar.
It is. All right, here it is. YoDelta.com. Let's get back into it.
Tea lights
and lighting.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be the first one.
Shouldn't be the first one.
Here's the thing about me, though. I'll tell you right off the bat is I do not have control over distance. I just have control over speed and volume.
Sure.
But I'll try.
Speed.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Yeah.
How the fuck?
By default, one of you will win distance.
Okay.
It's just going to happen.
It's true.
I already know I'm going to lose. It's okay.
That's not the
Don't
idea.
Think that way.
If you need inspiration, look at my bunched up dick and balls.
Hey, I don't know if you saw Ralph's little fucking midget sitting on a beanbag chair over there, but...
You mean the midget in his pants?
Yes. I think that is a far fucking compliment. You're welcome, ladies. So, Shannon, I'm going to record on my phone, even though we're not live. We're going to do this in post, and that'll be fun. Video. Okay. So how do we want to do this? We want to do this here. I know one of you suggested wee-wee pads.
That's
we
me.
Have we have towels. However you want to set this up.
We're gonna put
you guys here. I'm gonna record it. Jay, you're gonna help commentate because I might be recording. Unless Shannon, you want to record. All right.
The first thing we're doing is what?
I think it should be distance.
Distance first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to get very far with distance.
Oh, by the way, we can switch it.
I ain't going to fuck with you.
I have two
about dildos for
I have
Alex.
Two buckets here. We could do volume first, and volume could lead to taste and smell.
There you go.
And then the, how about this? I've just figured it out.
I thought taste was going to be right from the tap.
Here we go.
I'm
ready?
Classless.
Volume in the two cups, two buckets, taste and smell, finale.
Tea lights.
Tea lights.
Tea lights.
That works. We're good on that?
Okay, question for tea lights. Sure. Do I have to be like seated and we're going for the distance again with tea lights? Or can I move around?
Are we going for how much you want to feel?
Here's what I would think. Can I give you my explanation? Yes, go ahead.
What I saw in this happening was sitting ass on the floor, knees bent.
Jay, I think you should show us. I don't know what that means.
Huh?
I know exactly what he meant.
I don't know what Jay means.
Tea lights.
Jay, can you show me on the floor?
I will not, Ralph. You will not humiliate me anymore.
I want to do it.
You have too much clatter on me. Ralph's the leader of an Nexium-like cult.
Yeah.
The tea lights were in a row.
Okay.
And I was leaning that, and it was like she tried to squirt. And like, by the way, she only got like two or three out.
Okay.
But they were sporadic two and three. It wasn't the first three.
Oh.
Because of the squirt, it like hit some. It didn't hit others.
All right, we'll try it.
That'll be the finale. Yeah. That's the finale.
I saw this thing on Reddit the other day, and that looks like that would be a funny way to.
By the way, what were you searching that you found that on Reddit, you fucking pig?
r/slut. No, I look my Reddit thing. People would really. It looks disturbing, probably, because I look at all things that I can't believe exist. So there's.
Oh, trust
one,
me.
I'm talking about sexually. So it's like monster dick chicks. Like, I'm like, I have to see a pretty girl.
Yeah,
they're
actually just washed. They have some dishwasher damage.
Cheers. Oh, yeah. These are Ralph squirting.
Those are my squirting
tubs.
I swear, because when I first squirted for the first time, it was like, he was bragging about it. He was like, yeah, I can make bitches squirt. I was like, really? I'm over here and I'm pissed drunk. I'm like, you could really make somebody squirt?
All right, so now, should I slide this out of the way?
So I know that I can't
remember. You can't be heard right now.
But what position would you guys be comfortable in doing this from? Like sitting on the couch?
No, that would be messy. I'll just stand over it.
Looking at my bulge?
I'll like squat over it.
Okay. No, because then it's going to look like I'm... No.
Well, this is
I don't want to squat over it. Like then it looks like I'm taking it.
But look, distance, by the way, right? Ladies, yeah. This is volume.
This is distance, I thought.
This is volume. Volume first. Volume, okay. Volume goes to...
Because usually the way that I did it was with both my legs.
Volume goes to smell and taste, and then we go with the tea lights. That's our four events.
Yeah. Right. I'm probably not going to put out all my volume because then I won't have enough left for the rest.
I love that you're strategizing.
That's what I thought. That's why I thought distance would be first because that's a one
but
shot.
But this involves fucking
no,
me
but the
setting
thing is
up
that,
50
oh my
tea
God.
Lights.
No.
I tried a squirting hack and...
Tea lights was different than distance. That was also
no, but
just,
I don't think they have enough in the chamber.
I don't
chamber.
Know if all of it's going to come out now.
Yeah. Well, it's like if I empty the tank, then I'm not going to have enough left for rounds two and three.
You'll fill me?
Would you like me girls to fill you in the bathroom?
Wow. Sounds really dirty.
No, I have integrity. We are not cheating.
Would you guys like to go? Yeah. Would you guys like me to fill you from the sink, possibly?
By the way, Jay, before we go a minute further, I will say this. I look forward to getting these live back in the house. I think it's fun. I like being here.
Yeah, dude.
Once it's all figured out, I like being in my house.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like being in their fucking house?
I will say we have electronics here, and I am cautious of...
Don't be.
What electronics do you think you're going
to
short out?
I want you to kill his Roomba.
All of the electronics that are on the fucking table?
I want you to short
stand
out
on my
Ralph's
table?
Roomba so
no.
bad. Do you know as Alexa turns on his fucking...
Don't say her name.
I say squirt out Alexa.
Don't say her name.
Squirt out his Oculus. Get all of it.
Get all of Ralph's
stupid...
Get my weird
oh my
skull
God.
Thing.
Should we try Oculus?
All right, ladies, we got to get started. We're already 30 minutes into
okay.
this bitch.
Okay. Were we setting up?
Are we 20 minutes in? 30 minutes in? What are we in?
Ralph's
three.
So bossy,
20.
Isn't
20.
It's crazy.
Cool.
I thought we lost Lainey, but she's back. All right, ladies, I'm going to put it to you guys. The best way you want to do it, you put your mics down. I'm going to start recording with this camera. I'm going to give this to you, Shannon. Hold on. Let me turn this volume off. Off.
Ralph, you want to take pew bets?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready for this. Ready?
Go ahead.
Strip, bald.
I say hair, but nice. And strip would be the right thing, but I'm going to... Fuck. In the interest of just going against you, I'll go bald.
Okay.
Bald
we'll
and,
find out.
And trimmed hair.
Shannon, can you come
I'm
over here and hang
guy.
This?
Ralph likes children.
I do like children. I mean, by children, if you mean over 9, then yes.
Yes. Which, by the way, in Iceland, legal.
It's legal. God. By the way, maybe the coolest thing ever said on the show. What did you just ask her? What did you ask?
That's just for safety.
Lola, what did you ask her? What did you ask her? Okay, that's my kind of woman right there. Okay. Shannon,
really,
this is for you.
That was the thing? That's not even one of the 29 points of compatibility on Match.com.
Well, what kind of fucking
website?
How do
you feel about wee-wee pads?
All right, so however you guys are going to do this, which way are you going to do? Let's see if I'm right, by the way. I can't see yet. Hold on.
They're both hot.
Let's see. All right, I like how she's folding her pants. Like, it makes a difference right now. It's very sweet of you.
She's a gynecologist. It's our fault.
I can't see. And I would say that I'm wrong on that one.
Bush.
Yeah, full on Bush.
Awesome.
But what did you say, Jay? You said, what did you say?
I said ball because I was just going against you, but I was hoping Bush.
I said like strip. I feel like I'm wrong with that.
You're wrong. It's not a strip. It's a Bush.
Yeah, I'm wrong with that. And then we'll see over here. Hold on.
Ralph, settle down. Can you get a grip for 5 seconds?
Shut your fucking mouth, Cartman.
Dude, you are a creep. I'm sorry about my Uncle Ralph. He's a creep.
I was right. I was 50% right. I'll take it.
It's bald, but it's been up for a couple days.
Yes, you have. No, come on now. This is a lie. Listen,
pussies, could you not be a creep?
We're back in my house, like it was 4 years ago or 5 years ago. So now we're going volume. And by the way, volume's going to be solely on I. If you guys are close. I have it all. Wait a minute.
You'll be able to see.
Hold on. Hold on.
Measuring device. The batch measurer, right?
Hold on. What?
Batch measurer.
Are you not wearing underwear, Ralph?
I'm wearing underwear. Stop looking at my fucking desk.
Damn, dude, that is all bunched up.
Yo, like.
Ralph, have you heard about sheath underwear that separates your dick from your balls?
Oh, you're gonna measure my weight.
No, yeah, we're gonna measure this by weight.
Oh my God, Ralph, I can't believe you have this. Can you believe this guy? What a creep. Oh, that's right, Ralph. You're a drug mule. I forgot. Yeah, but that was the old me. Don't judge me by that, girls. Girls, don't think that's that was the old Cartman. Okay. New Cartman's different
than
that.
The same thing. I've teared them out.
Lainey, how do I look thinner? Do I look thinner with arm out, Lainey, or arm in? I think this.
So what I did, Jay? We have the same bowl.
A little looser, a little cool, right?
Jay.
Damn, the Alice is going to fall in love with me before this is over.
Jay, we have the same bowl.
Huh?
And I've teared them out so that they're at zero with nothing on them. Let me just make sure that's right. Hold on. Let me make sure.
Ralph, stop trying to get close to their pussies. I'm sorry, girls. I'm sorry.
Something wrong with this thing.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
My sincere apologies.
I think my
Ralph's never been caught for his crimes. And so, you know, he still acts upon them. He's got urges.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
It's
so now.
Is it his dark passenger like that?
I have teared it out.
Are we timed?
Shannon.
Are we just doing it till we feel like we're done?
Shannon. I'd say till you feel like you're done, but I don't think that's. No, wait. Here's what
Shannon,
do we think?
You.
Do we think 20
early.
Seconds is enough?
No, you don't.
Maybe yeah, absolutely.
Jay, 20 seconds is enough.
I set my record in 25.
All right. But. Because if one of them feels they can go more, it's not fair.
I think we should give them a minute.
A full minute?
Yes.
I think you give them a minute, so if it someone's maybe it takes like, you know, maybe with 10 seconds left, someone comes up with a big old,
a last minute sploosh.
Like I said, I try to hack, and I don't know what's going to
I think
happen.
A minute's too long. I'm going 30 seconds.
Yeah. She's trying to learn.
I'm going to do like 10 seconds and stop.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
I'm probably going to do like five.
You do whatever short
lady.
You want.
Yeah.
Lainey,
you
open your phone time. And
for
open
sure.
up a clock.
As a professional, you think 30 seconds is the
Absolutely.
Right amount of time?
She okay. said she set the record at 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you listen to these ladies and stop staring at their vaginas?
Why, Ralph?
I can do a handicap.
To our beautiful country? I'm sorry. So against immigrants. What's wrong with you?
Jay, you know my family past.
This guy.
All right.
When you're ready to go, we're giving them 30 seconds. Lainey, give the countdown.
This might be a heavy one.
10, 11.
But hold on. Let me say this before you start. If it doesn't go in the bowl, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
In.
10.
You got to win this for Cuban sandwiches everywhere. Salami.
4, 5.
Pork.
Salami.
4, 5.
Salami,
you got to count
pork.
Down.
Ham.
You're counting up.
All right. Do you want to do it start now?
And start in 30 seconds. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Squirt it. Squirt games. Whoa.
Ralph. Ralph, I don't mind
Holy
saying.
Holy shit.
Both these girls have very attractive pussies.
That is going everywhere.
So what, dude? Big deal. Your cat will get it later.
Are they both done already?
I told you. I'm saving it.
Well,
I told you.
What do you have? 20 more seconds? How
long has that been?
All right, she took literally 10.
No, no, but don't.
No, what time are we at?
We have 30 seconds. 10, they could keep going if they think they're going to get another, like, to win.
By the way, hold on a second. Stop a second. I would like to point out that I asked Lainey how much time we had left, and she said 10, 12, 36.
No, she stopped it when they stopped, is the problem.
All right, but let's just say it's done. It's fair done. To say it's done.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's okay. Fair. Yeah. So now we're going to measure these, Jay. All right, you guys want to step out of the way? I don't want no cheating.
Ralph, I believe in you.
Wowza.
Wow. By the way, if this was in the studio, boy, would Lewis be pissed.
Yeah, we got a lot on the ground. There's a lot that's missed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Good, too.
All right, this one is at...
Oh, wow.
125.6.
Let it settle.
125.6. That's why I let it settle.
Okay.
Can you bring me the other one?
Yes.
Lola, if you wouldn't mind.
Wow, this, I can tell it's fucking heavier. Oh, my God. That was 125.6? 309.4.
America. America.
And wait a minute. I'd like to point out.
This one's my category, though.
I would like to point out that she said she's holding off.
Yes.
That was only partial.
Listen, that's great.
So round one.
I would just like to inform that after this, I'm going to need the fucking help.
Round one. Lola.
Yeah.
Can
I stop
this? Yes. Well, yes. And now we go. Everyone, do you want to sit back down? If you want to put, maybe here. Here we go, kids, just to
Ralph,
be safe.
Just an observation.
There and
Alex's
there.
Alex's cooch is so pink.
Great, that was great. I didn't expect that from you.
Yeah, but being new to it, that you were in it.
And also right away.
You did it.
You played it down a lot, honey. I did not expect anything.
By the way, I think this, Alex, if 30% of your fluid went in the actual bottle.
Alex.
Alex, you really surprised me.
I don't mind saying. You might be a prodigy.
So now, round two, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
We have let's do this. You have your pad by you.
Yes.
We are going to smell.
Gotcha.
Okay.
A little sommelier.
So we're gonna go L A. And you're
going. I like a good wee.
Okay. And you're going the secret ballots now. You're going to smell.
Do we know who's is whose?
Yes.
Yes.
The heavier one.
Okay.
Is L.
All right. No reason to rub in her face.
I'm going to go with smell.
Good.
I'm not going to say until I do both.
And the smell that's most good to you, be that no smell or pleasant smell.
Whatever
you deem to be
it's
good,
it's 100%.
And describe the smell.
Yeah. It's just a positive or a negative. But here's the thing. I'm not giving any notes.
It's getting cold. Smell it.
I'm getting no notes until we both chime in.
Not a jingle, cojones.
No notes until we both chime in.
Ralph, before it gets cold. It's like marrow.
Seriously, come on.
Handing that to you.
Here. Let me take in the bouquet.
Okay, I got him.
And this is whose?
You got L.
This is Lola's.
L is heavier.
Thank you so much.
It's a little cloudy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm making my choice.
Can I tell you something? I'm working on a 10-point must system.
10 points?
Well, let me tell you why. I'm just going to... because
can't you just go A or B, for God's sakes?
Listen, it's winner and a loser and a thing, so 10-point must system works good here. If they do in boxing, it's a 10 and a 9. Now, there can be a 10 and an 8 if somebody wins by a lot. Do you know what I mean? But, like, technically, it's a 10 and a 9.
I feel like you're overcomplicating it.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm simplifying it. 10 or 9.
Are you?
Yep.
All right, Jay.
Do you understand what you've done?
Give your overly complicated answer, and then I'll give mine.
It's not overly complicated.
I feel like it is.
Lola had a 10, and I gave Alex a 9. 10-9.
What did they smell like?
Yours, I thought, was odorless.
Interesting.
That's why I gave it a 10, and Alex has had a little bit of the schmutz to it. Nothing bad at all. Nothing bad at all. Would have taken a sip, but... I'm telling you, it was just like, you know, I prefer, if there was no smell.
I think mine smells like cereal milk, like wheaty.
Oh. Wheat?
Like wheat. So I don't know why. I think mine smells like avocado.
Like the General Mills factory.
I didn't give a 10-point, 9-point, like, or 8-point system. I just would agree with you that I felt that Lola's was less odorous Not in a bad way, but there was less odor. Odorous, I think, is a word.
Sure it is.
I bet you it is a word.
Yeah, from that one commercial in the 90s.
I feel like it's a word. Are you smelling Alex's to compare?
Yes.
It is a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jay. Teaching you words. Wow, SAT.
Shannon. It's like, it smells a little bit like something, but not like anything.
I was just saying, I'm not saying it. Yes.
Wow. It smells like pussy.
A little bit more odor in that one. Wow. Not that it's a bad thing, but I would, if I had to pick one,
Shannon,
I would say Lola's win. Wow. So it's 2-0.
Oh.
Right now in the game.
Okay.
2-0.
Okay.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the SDR show. And of course, that is rockauto.com. In business for over 20 years, and they probably have, no, I don't think they probably, I think they stand by, they have the best prices in all of auto parts shopping. You don't have to go to a store and get upsold by somebody. Whether you're a mechanic or a person just working on your car at home, now is the time to go to rockauto.com. They have everything you need in stock at reliably low
you
prices.
Think they have good squirt cleaner?
Oh, no, but they definitely have like terry cloth lined floor mats that will sop up the squirt. You know what? I don't want to speak for rockauto.com. Rockauto.com, why don't you guys chime in on where you're where you stand yeah. on squirt?
Hey, Jay, we have a whole section on squirt cleaning. All right, Ken, that was my Rock Auto voice.
Dude, good Rock Auto voice. No, but I'll tell you what, the Rock Auto probably does have Armor All wipes you can use to get all that squirt out of your car. It's very easy. It's very fun to go on the website and see all the parts. And again, the prices are the best and the same, whether you are a mechanic or just a hobbyist. So if you go to rockauto.com, let them know we sent you at checkout. There's a little box you could put in and puts our name. That helps us out while rockauto.com is helping you out. One more time, it's rockauto.com. All the auto parts you need at amazing prices. All right, where were we?
What's the next round?
Either I think I'd like to just go for the fucking tea lights. I think we're 50 minutes in already. Are we 50?
No taste?
34.
Yeah.
Why did I see 47?
Because you want to be done with this?
No, I saw something on 47.
What do you have to do tonight? What's going on tonight?
I think it stopped at
one point.
Do you
have an underage kid coming over later?
Oh, my God.
You can't be here?
Not singular.
So it didn't smell bad?
Not singular.
It doesn't smell bad, no.
It doesn't smell bad.
It doesn't smell bad at all.
It smells a little.
Bad is a strong word.
Doesn't smell bad at all.
I don't know what it smells like. Nothing. Nothing
like
familiar.
A serious debate now.
Mm.
Now, if we're doing taste, from the tap is the only funny way to do that. If not, we can move right to the tea lights if you want.
Well, tea lights involve me setting up. I'll do the setup.
I'll be happy to smoke a cigarette.
Can you vamp for the camera while I set up?
No, I would just smoke a cigarette.
We're not live, right?
Right.
All right. So live. I'm going to clean this. Okay. Set up the tea lights.
Okay.
You go smoke, mm-hmm. and we'll do the distance.
It's going to get a lot messier.
Anybody want to come out on the balcony with their pussies out while I smoke a cigarette?
Sure. Sure.
Can I tell you something?
We'll do that first, too.
If I was living across the hall from here,
Jay wants
across
to smoke.
The thing from here, and two girls were out there with their pussies hanging out, that would make my year, probably.
What do you think, by the way, right now? Here's my question.
Yes.
What do you think bothers who more? Ready?
Go ahead.
I want a serious answer.
Please.
Alex being told that hers smells a little worse than Lola's, or you being called Cartman. Which one bothers that person
the smell
more?
Thing. But I will say this.
Yeah.
Girls, extra points if you guys squirt off of Ralph's balcony would really make me laugh.
Oh, boy. Steve on two would love it.
Oh,
wait,
Steve.
Wait, so you're telling me that my squirt smells
bad? By the way, that's classic Steve.
Steve's up.
Go ahead. Set the tea lights, Ralph. We're going to smoke a cigarette.
All right. How many tea lights do you think I should set up?
15.
I was thinking 5 for each lady.
So you're telling me you smell bad?
I think not at all. I think Ralph thinks you smell bad. I would fucking suck your butthole.
Is five tea lights too many? Lola, you're the pro.
I think both these girls are.
Well, I told you I'm not the pro at distance. I don't know
theory.
How far away it is, but 5 sounds right. Yeah.
5 sounds right to
yeah.
you guys?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to clean up, line
I'm
up.
I'm attracted to these girls, but Ralph's only into Filipinos.
Boys.
Creep.
Boys.
All right, Ralph. All right, hard cut.
By the way, quick question.
Back, be
how
lights.
Creepy would this be? You ready?
Come on, don't.
God, you guys are going to hate this.
Go ahead.
Say it anyway.
What?
At the hotel in Iceland.
Oh, my God. I hate this already.
The girl at the reception was, I would say, the prettiest girl I've ever seen in years.
And what did you do, you weirdo?
Nothing. I was there with a girl.
Uh-huh. You took a girl to Iceland?
I took me. She ran with me.
To watch you run?
No, she ran with me. She actually went faster than I did.
Oh, yeah? Did she win first place in the over
She ran last for her division two. The 12 and older?
17.
12 and older? I'm contemplating calling back the hotel and asking for that girl. If she's single. That's what? How attracted I am.
In Iceland?
Is that crazy?
Yes.
4 hours.
No. Shh. Girls, don't say that. Let Ralph make terrible decisions. Yeah, no, Ralph.
It's
honestly,
crazy.
Ralph, dude,
it's
no,
crazy.
Ralph, listen to me. Go to her.
It's crazy.
No.
Listen, I was very close to doing
it. Google hunting.
I didn't do it
go
today.
Go to her.
I didn't do it.
You have to see about a girl.
I almost did it today.
Oh, how romantic would it be? Girls, please back this up. Ralph, you should go to her. Dude,
Shannon.
Pretty
dude,
woman, her?
Cash it all in you're not on and camera. Just go to Iceland.
Pair.
Shannon, imagine this happened, yeah. Okay? Gas Digital, you're recording a show. Some fucking dude that, let's just for the sake of the argument, is your type of dude. Let's just say he's your type of dude.
It's very presumptuous.
I know. That's not safe. Just for the sake of the argument.
Homeless Native American.
Right.
That's Shannon's type.
3 days later.
Everyone's got a type.
The office at Gas Digital gets a phone call. And it's that dude. And he says, hey, I met this girl there briefly. And I was really into her. Her name's Shannon. I'd love to maybe see if she'd be interested in meeting
me. I'd like her to be the next head on display.
Would you
basement?
Say that you'd be repulsed? By the only way this works is you have to imagine you're attracted to that dude. I don't know if she is. But let's imagine that she is, for the purpose of the argument. How would you feel? But we got to get you on mic. So hold on a second. Let me get over
Shannon.
Here. Shannon, be on it. Get
you.
Shannon on this camera.
At least they look the same.
Get Shannon here.
Shannon, you know, I feel that way about you.
Okay, it's first I have
like
a question.
A mm-hmm.
Did you have any sort of actual
both
interaction with her aside from work? Mm-hmm.
Both of ours.
Yeah,
they
exactly. No, I think squirt in general. That's like
squirt
the
talk.
The difference between pee and that.
Squirt talk. No, just hold on, girls. Hang on. Yes. We did speak a few times without Megan being there, and I felt like she kind of gave me a little smileys.
Shannon, real talk. Let me ask you a question. Whatever Ralph's nonsense is, if I was just like, hey, for the longest time, I've been holding this inside, but I what Ralph's saying, like a weird, like I've been staring at you from afar. I need to be with you. What do you say? I quit Gas Digital because I'll ruin you.
You left out the part that she has to be attracted to the person. Okay.
No, she. I'm saying I don't. I wouldn't assume she's attracted to me.
In this story, I'm a
she is attracted to them.
Yeah, in this four.
So you already assume this fucking Iceland girl's attracted. Can we just set up the tea lights? This is insanity.
I'm saying the only way it makes sense.
He thinks she remembers.
No,
him.
No, yeah, I don't.
Exactly. He thinks that she remembers.
No, I don't.
Him.
I'm saying the only way
can
it works.
Can I smoke a cigarette? I can't.
Shannon, the only I'm saying,
I can't.
Just for the story, that if she found
find a situation that makes your dick and nuts not so fucking in my face, and for the love of God, set up these tea lights.
Hold on.
You get this bunch of shit in my face. I'll grab it, dude. I don't give a fuck. Tighten those knees
just
up.
Just answer the question.
By the way, your socks now covered in squirt. Cool,
Shannon, answer the question.
I would say, if you genuinely think that you had a memorable interaction with her.
That's not my question. I'm saying for you.
Room 11, 12. I'm saying even if it was a guy that I was attracted to, if I have no memory of really
no,
having
I'm
interaction
saying,
with
assuming
him,
that you are.
I'm saying, Ralph, I literally okay. just said those words. Right. Okay. If it's somebody I am attracted to, if I didn't have a memorable interaction with them, if this is just a stranger who is looking at me from afar, like Jay said, I would be creeped out.
No, but we had a couple
he's
of
fly
twice we had conversations.
To America, he's gonna make her feel uncomfortable if she doesn't fuck while she sleeps here.
She wants to get back to Iceland.
No, they're gonna 90-day fiance each other. One of them's gonna try to get a visa out of them.
I'll do it.
The fucking lock right. Lock up.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna clean up
that WeTV shit. Yeah, knuckle me up, Alex.
I'm go smoke. I'm cleaning up. Tea lights next.
Yo, go sock up these girls. Come, dude.
All right, guys. As you come back into the room, you will see that there are 5 tea lights with a little space on either side. So you guys are going to be facing each other. Lola,
yes.
You're going to get there.
All right. You're going to want more puppy pads, but it's fine.
Facing that way?
It's fine. Ralph's socks are already wet.
Alex, you're there facing this way.
Alex, you know the drill.
I want to do this.
Alex, I remember when I knitted you that top in Jewish summer camp. And you told me, where will I ever wear this? And I said, one day, you might be in the Squirt Olympics. And then you're going to be like, you know what? I wish I had that knit, that top. And then look at you now. So all that crocheting class wasn't for nothing. I love you, Mom. Thank you, Mom Rosenberg, for getting me crochet classes.
Alex, you're going to, just for the purpose of time, you're going to sit right there, Alex. She's filling up with the tank, I think. That's what you're doing. You're facing, no, the other way. You're facing
me?
Yeah, facing each other.
Alex has the
butt sitting over there.
Vagina. It's so pink. It's awesome.
Let me fill it.
Yeah, just
Alex, if you wouldn't mind refueling, thank you.
You got it? I'm going to go sit over there.
We'll fix this in post.
How close to the candles can I sit?
Alex, let your bush grow out and then let it come out of the side of the panties.
I would say that,
girl.
As long as you're both equidistant, girl, it doesn't matter.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Alex, you want to get into the position? Assume the position?
I'm going to start talking to everybody like girls. Girl,
yeah.
Grow that loud and proud bush.
All right, so now, Shannon, you're looking. I can't see from this angle. Jay can. So we're going to see who's going to do the most candles. Do you want to count down? How do you want to do this, Jay?
I'm not allowed to move over.
No, you're no.
It's dark, girls. Oh, you know, I'm already proud of both of you.
Thanks, Dad.
And by the way, this is 2-1 right now. Sorry, two to none.
You girls are doing great.
So this could potentially.
I want you to know something. Whoever wins this thing, doesn't matter. We're all going to Pizza Hut.
Is this for all the marbles? No, I think it's got to be forward.
I think they can side to side it. I think they can side to side.
They can side to side, but no forward projection.
Ralph doesn't know anything about sports.
I'll even allow them to do this, Jay. Look.
In the world.
Allow them to do this. Can you get this on camera? You got this?
He doesn't know.
Jay? Wow.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Jay?
Yes, Ralph?
They can do this.
Sorry, I was hypnotized.
They can do this if they need to.
Choosing one side of your pant leg.
Yeah, looks like what I'm doing.
You can move up. Up. I think lateral, up, anything is fine.
Nothing forward.
Just not forward. You can't
nothing
go
forward.
Over,
hold on.
Over them. You can't go over them.
Before we start, Squid Games 2022, Lola versus Alex, final round.
Wait.
The tea light competition.
You're still in nursing school, and that's what matters.
Oh my God! Wow, that doesn't count, by the way.
Oh, doesn't it? Though?
No extra points.
The jury already heard it. You could strike it from the record, but the jury already heard it, dude.
I don't think water goes through the body that fast, but we'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Ralph. I'm sorry. I didn't see the doctor. I was
too busy
doing your dick and balls.
Did you not see my medical medal?
Look how they just 50-year-olds old lay on the fucking chair like that.
Ladies.
Just laying there.
Stop looking at my dick and balls. On the count of three.
You can't take your eyes off it now.
How much more water are you going to drink, Alex?
Ralph. Ralph, why don't you learn something about science?
You know what I learned about science before?
Hold on. You got to give a bitch a second.
Let me just say the thing I learned about
science.
She's
processing the water, Ralph.
Jay.
Yes?
What I learned about science? Mm-hmm. Alex doesn't know the difference between left and right. Let's get started.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you, I'm gonna go
pee. It's different in Cuba, dude. He doesn't understand.
Don't dare stop on you.
Milanesas.
Okay.
Right, or what's up?
We're going to count down from five.
Empanada.
Four.
I'm trying to get her wet.
At least the enchilada. Three. I can't see this. Two. One.
Four.
Distance for squirting. And
Oh.
She had them all?
Oh, fuck. Alex, work. Work, girl.
Go.
Push. Believe in yourself.
What happened? I can't see.
Keep going. You have time. You have time.
You have 10 more seconds.
Believe.
Nine. Eight. Seven.
It's in you. It needs
six,
to get out.
Five.
Ralph, don't put pressure on
it's
like
not fair
that.
To give it unlimited time.
Roll is fine with it.
Three.
Go ahead, honey. Go.
She's exhausted.
Damn.
And Lola is the winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Lola fucking put out all five.
How many did Alex put out? I can't see.
Zero.
Three.
Three.
No, that was with her mouth afterwards.
With
but
her mouth?
She squirt. Yeah, she blew him out.
Okay.
But she also, she squirted plenty. It just, the aim wasn't where it needed to be, and it wasn't her fault at all. It was a fantastic squirt. If I was having sex with her, I'd be like, nailed it.
By the way, to my landlord, Eli Rosenberg, I am sorry.
Eli, fix the fucking elevators faster
it's
next
fixed.
Time. Maybe we'll
all right, ladies, first of all, go back to your seated positions, please. Shannon, head on over there. We're going to do the first with the ladies and wrap this up, but thank you so much for being part of the first Squirt Off.
Yeah. Oh, I believed.
I feel like she's like just finished her half marathon.
I feel like I crocheted that shirt for nothing now. That was supposed to be seen on the
Alex, can you get back into the seat of this? Thank you so much.
Standings.
Yeah, it went up a little bit.
Well, close enough. Have a seat.
You can see there what squirt.
Yeah, she squirted for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, thank you so much for being a part of the Squirt Olympics or the Squirt Games. Squirt Games.
The Squirt Games.
Squirt Games.
Squirt Games.
I added way too many syllables for no reason.
I've got so many emotions going through them right now.
Lainey, thanks for making this happen. Gigi, sorry
Jesus
you missed
Christ,
it.
She's...
Wow, you really doused those fuckers.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I'm very competitive.
My lower neighbor Fuck thinks there's a leak in the ceiling, I think, at this point. We're going to do the first now. We'll edit and post.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
All right, we're doing the first, Jay. The name of the show is the STR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We have asked every guest these questions since we started, I think, 7 years ago at this point. It's crazy.
Just ask him.
The first experience with sex.
You can't rush a squirt contest and then fucking make a meal out of the first.
First experience with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. What we mean by that is the first experience with your first concert, the first drug you ever did, and the first time you had sex. It doesn't have to be a rock concert, just the first concert you went to on your own volition because you wanted to go, and hopefully not some local band we never heard of. We'll start with you, Lola. First concert you ever went to.
The first concert I ever went to was Tom Jones.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
How old were you and how long ago?
I mean, this was probably single digits. I was very young.
So you didn't go on your own volition, though. That doesn't really count.
No, I wanted to go.
You wanted to go.
It's not unusual.
Okay. It's not unusual that you wanted to go at 9?
He also has his balls all showing in his pants.
Stop looking.
That's his big thing.
Jay, you're making me delicate.
No. Dude, there's nothing delicate about that. It's a backbreaker.
Alex, the first concert you went to?
I was in the single digits as well, and I was in Miami, and I went to go see Pitbull on 8th Street.
Oh, what's happening now, Shannon? Oh, God damn it. I definitely blame
I literally Lane. Waited in the hot ass sun for 3 motherfucking hours to see his short ass. I don't give a fuck.
Sounds like a quinceañera present.
Actually, my quinceañera present was dick.
Wow.
Well, my daughter's wasn't, thank God. Oh, she didn't have a quinceañera. Yeah, I guess she did. She had a
quinceañera is what age?
15.
Okay. 15.
Dick? My daughter's half Hispanic. My daughter's half Hispanic, so she has some sort of sweet 16.
She had testicles.
Yeah, so like what happened was
dick, that
like
was a gift. That's bad father? I don't know.
Okay, so like what happened was like my mom has this best friend, and her husband had a son like a long time ago before they ever got married.
Right.
And then like they reclaimed him from Cuba. So like, you know, like his dad like reclaimed him and brought him over to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
That first night when he had like that
you fucked yourself welcome home party. Classic 15-year-old Cuban. So what?
I think Pitbull wrote a song about that.
You fucked your half brother on your
he
birthday.
He was my best friend's older brother.
Spice that story up. I've heard that 1,000 times.
All right, so now we got to go to drug. First drug you ever did, ideally after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug, Lola.
No, I only have smoked weed, and I've
That's the worst thing you've ever done.
I tried to microdose on acid recently. That didn't work.
I'm microdosing on acid right now.
Shut up.
And I tried mushrooms, but I just got a tummy ache, so I just stick with weed.
Honestly, just do mushroom chocolate. Mushroom chocolate's a lot better.
That is the move.
Yo, and I had the best sex on mushrooms. Yo, my throat was fucking bottomless, bitch.
Me too.
I've heard that story.
Yeah, mushrooms rule. I think Lexapro, they don't hit me that good, though. But, like, it's...
Lexapro makes your dicks off.
But not mine. Not mine, princess.
Woo! Jay laying down law.
You know what's funny? I've had no side... I've got a zillion other things in my life, but no side effects from Lexapro. None of them. No nightmares or nothing.
You don't want to kill yourself on Lexapro?
Alex, your first drug was what?
Weed.
And then, I mean, after that.
Right now, acid, dude.
No, that's not the exact.
She's currently on acid.
Okay, so weed, and then I tried acid when I was like... Okay, so I tried weed when I was like 11, and then I tried acid when I was like 13. I tried mushrooms when I was 14, and then I tried Molly and Zans when I was 16.
What was the last one?
Molly and Zans.
She's going to try therapy at 26.
I don't know the cool term for Xanax.
And ecstasy, too.
All right, now lastly, the first time you had sex?
When I was 17.
With a boyfriend, with a one-off, what was the story?
With a fuck buddy or friends with benefits or someone whose dick I sucked.
No, fair enough. Yeah. And Alex?
Damn it.
I was 14, and it was at a family bathroom behind my school at the mall that I went to.
It was at a family bathroom?
Was it his quinceañera?
The second time I ever had sex with a threesome, though.
But what's a before we get into that, what is a family bathroom?
Okay, so I went to Gables. So we have, so that's like in the nice part of Florida.
Oh,
so
Coral Gables.
Yeah. So there's like Merrick Park Mall, like right behind it.
Okay.
Nordstrom is big as fuck. And, you know, obviously, like, rich families go there with, like, their kids. So they have, like, a family bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like, really, really big with, like, a changing table. And it's actually really, really, really clean. White.
Ralph, if you're not a grandmother by 26, you're a Hispanic failure. So why don't you get your head out of your ass?
And your first threesome was with the dude you had sex with the first time?
Correct. And that was the second time I had sex.
Was it his suggestion?
Oh, my
Yes, it was his best friend.
My first threesome was off of Tinder, but my best threesome was with my fuck buddy.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And Jay and Lola?
Me and Lola?
Hey, why don't you get around to the thing?
I gotta do the Carmen voice.
Is that your Carmen?
Yeah.
Hey, spit on your butthole.
I swear that's the only time a surprising threesome ever ended up in a rim job. That was my fault.
The one you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right, we gotta do plugs right now. So we'll start.
We need the full gangbangs.
Lola, all your plugs, please.
Tupperware tight, she calls them. That means no water can get in because she's full. Her holes are all full of cock. That's Shannon's thing.
Cool.
Don't judge her. Don't be weird around her. You can still touch her. She's a normal person.
Well,
you're very brave for being here, Shannon, being that you're so in the gangbangs. Duck water tight. Aww. Remember that term.
Lola, your plugs.
You can find me at lolajean.com with the D-O-T spelled out on all of the platforms. And that is also my website where you can find many things, including me squirting.
And you have some sort of squirt championship belt.
I am the world record holder in volume squirting. I squirted 1,350 milliliters in 25 seconds.
Damn, you fucking bitch.
Yep. I'm going to put Christine up against her.
I don't know how much that is in like weight.
Ralph, you don't know anything about metric.
Like
so
six
American.
Cups?
6 cups.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude. That's a lot of fucking instant oats.
Wait a minute.
Somewhere eight between cups. 5.5 and 6.
I'm trying to do the math right now. 2 cups is a pint.
So one, it's 1.35 liters.
All right.
So think of a liter bottle of soda. Christ. Yes. Yeah.
Alex, your plugs?
Okay. So my Twitter is AlexAveryX and my Instagram is Alex_Avery26.
Okay. Fair enough. Jay, your plugs?
When's this coming out, dude?
This is ideally coming out this week, but we don't know due to the post.
It's out this week, everybody. Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Kansas City at the Improv. I think it's an Improv or Funny Bone. Improv. I'm there Friday and Saturday, 4 shows this week. Next week in Miami, 3 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Miami Improv. After that, I'm all over the place. I'm out every single weekend until March. Special hopefully coming out in January. And let's hope.
Skankfest special.
Yeah, it was filmed at Skankfest. It went really good, I think. I hope. And did you watch one, Shannon?
I did.
We watched it together. Good. We sat together and watched it.
You liked it?
Yes.
It was good? I hope. But that should be coming out soon. I'll be at Thanksgiving in Philly, coming home to Philadelphia for Thanksgiving at Helium Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. So come check me out there. New Year's Eve, San Diego. I'm all over the place. BigJComedy.com. The Bonfire on Faction Talk, Sirius XM. And Legion of Skanks right here on the guest.
Let's see how well this works. Ready, Shannon? Hold on. I was going to throw it to you, but I'm not going to do it.
Are you going to squirt? Ralph, are you about to squirt? Ralph, see if you can squirt that last candle out, dude. Ralph, get that last
tea. Look, I guess I really did kind of get the last candle.
Yeah.
Ralph, see if you if your humongous fucking ball bag can stomp that out.
Stop shaming my testicles. Go ahead.
Shaming.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And please listen to our ghost hunting special. Me and Maddie, along with Brian Six and Ryan Shaner of the Affected podcast. And we spend the night in a haunted mansion upstate New York. So please watch that, especially on YouTube. We're really trying to get the views up so we get the sponsorship to do it again. And that's it. Thank you.
All right.
Ma'am, haunted? I ain't fucking with that shit. That's your white people.
That answered the question. We were going to ask if they believe in ghosts, but I think it's figured out Alex's answer. I don't know what that means, but all of a sudden I feel like praying. All right, just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, Good Sugar, comes out every Monday. Our store is opening in November on the corner of 3rd and 69th Street. Jay?
Yeah, fucking El Blanco over here invites the demons in.
That's what I do.
Jam Blanco.
I believe it.
I hope you enjoyed the first squirt off.
To the rule.
First.
First squirt games.
First squirt games. You put me up against the pro, but it was fun.
Do we have a song? What's a good squirting song?
Here she is.
Waterfalls by TLC.
Waterfalls by TLC is a great one. That's a great one.
Mm. Oh, you should pay Christine doing the rap.
Oh, we should play that. We should cut that in.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, why not? We'll get this done in early 2024. All right, that's it. Thank you. We're sorry this was somewhat of a clusterfuck, but it'll be better the next time we do it live in the house, which we're going to bring back. And
you guys just get to see girls' pussies. Don't complain.
Well, let's hope they did. I don't know how the video's going to look.
Oops. You're going to see their pussies, dude. Their pussies were out.
We'll see what happens. All right, we'll see you next time on the Astaire Show. Wait, if this comes out on time.
Hey, Ralph.
Who's on Saturday? I saw it.
Ralph, let me ask you a question.
God damn it. We just saw it.
Who cares? Hey, let me ask you a real question. Do you get more excited for seeing a girl's tits or pussy? And I'm not talking about, forget being able to interact with it, just seeing.
Of course, pussy.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Like, tits is it's so normalized.
Oh, so you're not gay.
No.
Microphone. Oh, so you're not gay.
Not anymore.
Ralph? No, this is a camp.
Bruce Kulick from Kiss is on this weekend. Okay.
Ralph went to a camp and they beat him.
They prayed it out of me. I prayed out the gay. Pray the gay
but
away.
But this guy still keeps showing me his dick and ball bag from his shorts trying
to get
me worked
up. Jay, I'm going to fucking show you
sounds
the whole
like thing. I swear, I'm why do you keep looking at it? Do you want to suck it?
I'm not bi.
Jay, I'm going to show you everything.
Oye, pero tú no quieres chupar. Do you want to suck it? There's probably some trauma there you can work through in a kink setting. I'm sure you've sexualized it at some point.
Oh, fuck yeah.
While you talk about your dad?
My not gayness?
I could totally fucking kick your dick while you talk about your dad. I
will see everybody next time.
Who touched you, dude?
Bye.
Who
hurt
you? You did the SDR Bye. Show.
Straight people don't exist.
Who hurt you?
Hold on. Remember yesterday? Too many storms are coming, gone, leaving a trace on a God-given race. That's my life is 10 shades of gray. I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praise them for sunny days. And like his promise is true, only the faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new clear and blue and unconditional skies. I dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only plain and hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring plane that it leaves them in the pouring rain. Yeah, who's the blame of a doomed cane to your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. Clean the insane and in this day and time for form. Pray to crime, I say the system's got you victim to your own brain. Dreams are hopeless aspirations, the hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Whoa! Oh, snap. By the way, I love that Christine did the, she did the classic. No, I couldn't possibly, I don't even know all the words. Oh, I heard rainbow yesterday.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.